I'm Jack, your host, and this is the Right in the Feels podcast. Whether you're a guy trying to figure out your feels in this crazy, crazy world, or you're a woman trying to solve the puzzle of why men think the way they do, well, this show is for you. Hello, the doors are open, the lights are on. Thank you for joining the Right in the Feels experience. I will be your guide, Jack. I can't guarantee it'll be a smooth ride, but by the end, we'll have gone through it together. This bond won't and can't be broken. Can't stop, won't stop. Simply put, I'm that Asian guy ready and willing to talk about them feels, his feels, man feels. Are you a dude wanting to dig deeper into the inner workings of all issues that men, we deal with? Or are you a gal curious to what is going on in the enigma of the male mind? Trust me, a lot of the time we don't even know. So let's figure it all out. Let's find an understanding and connectivity between men and women. This is the experience, the wild ride of life, a hell of a roller coaster. Here is a very special episode. Heck, all of them are special, but not just because it is the season 2 finale. I know, time is flying. And if you were to ask me if I could envision being here right now, I would say, get out, shut the front door. But it's episode 24, which I'll call it affectionately the Kobe Bean Bryant episode. Hint, the jersey number which he retired in is number 24. Rest in peace, the Mamba mentality very much lives through this podcast. Despite Kobe's tragic death, I think most people who have not followed his career closely just see him as an absolute legend on the basketball court. One of the all-time greats to ever play the game of basketball. Five-time champion. Or for those who aren't fans of him, might remember him more for the controversies of his life. But I mentioned the Mamba mentality lives through this podcast because for many athletes, when they retire from a game they spend their whole life training for, in complete dedication to, they become lost in their post-basketball career. But for Kobe, when everybody thought it made sense for him to stick around the professional basketball, maybe becoming a coach or finding a role in management, Kobe sought to pursue his many other passions and aspirations outside of basketball, and he embraced the journey of that. His being, who he is, was not defined by just one thing he dedicated himself to and that others found incredible value in him for. A person, a man, a woman is always so much more. Kobe won a freaking Oscar for Best Animated Short, for crying out loud. He also won to champion women in sports, to champion others in creativity and self-belief. So with that said, the Mamba mentality, the mentality we're trying to converse about on this podcast, is not to limit yourself. Whatever limits you place on yourself or others say about you due to your environment, your culture, your circumstances, the rest of society, this podcast, for example, a man is this, a man is that, a man should be. The real truth is that you will always be so much more. Your mind, your soul, your being, your awareness is not defined by anybody. And the more you fall into that trap, letting definitions control you, the more you will feel lost and disconnected to the essence to life, which is creativity, communication, and connection. Love is creativity. To generate emotions and feelings is creation. The trick is most of all the crap we think is true, is the truth, is just a mirage of human made-up thoughts. Regardless of what job you might feel stuck in right now, or the role you feel is written for you in life, I hope this resonates deeply. The talent that we all possess is the ability to dream. To dream is to go beyond the confines of the prison bars of trauma, definitions, and limitations that hamper us. And once you dream it, it is only a matter of time, with self-belief, you put into action to conceive your dream. This podcast is a dream we are conceiving together. Creativity, communication, and connection is all part of it. So in memory of Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant, this episode is dedicated to them. Let's move to the season 2 finale topic, and that's why men gotta lie. And before I get into the angry mob of men coming for me, well, men lie too. People lie. But for the focus of this episode, since it's only me talking and I'm a man, I can speak to the male experience. Let's focus on why men gotta lie. Which falls into the common complaint, Why are there no good men out there? Why is it hard to find a good man you can trust? If you listen to the last episode with my girl Christine, this very issue popped up when we discussed our issues in communication and the break in trust that led up to a breakup when I hid and lied about talking to my ex-girlfriend, amongst other things I also lied about. The lies didn't start and stop in my life from that juncture. To make it clear, lies I've told have affected my family and friends throughout my life. Liar, liar, pants on fire, and a lot of men's pants be on fire. Just as a general notion, whether when you look at media, pop culture, or our own communities, our own families, our own relationships, the idea of trusting a man is always put under the microscope. My dad cheating on my mom was a huge turning point in my life. Why is it the idea of a faithful man, a faithful husband, deserves a pat on the back, while the idea of a faithful woman, a faithful wife, seems to be more of the expectation? For a lot of people, when you hear, oh, he cheated on her, a lot of times the response is, yeah, I guess it's not that surprising, or should we really be that surprised? Much of this falls under boys will be boys category of culture in society, which is linked to patriarchy. It's the underbelly of our conditioning. Heck, it's not even in the underbelly, it's out there in plain sight. And to break it down even further outside of infidelity, it falls to lies and transparency. The whole liar, liar, pants on fire. But let's quickly put out the fire so we can ignore who started the fire. This is the symptom of a condition that has not been treated. Concealing, hiding, and the inability to communicate thoughts, feelings, and emotions is the opposite of transparency. When you pair the system of guy code, boys will be boys, where men are taught and conditioned to guard the structure that is to protect the secrets and lies of one another, that links us to one word men live by and love the most, the L word, and it's not love, it's loyalty. In this case, the L word, loyalty, is used as a weaponized tool against another very important word, which is accountability, that is directly linked to integrity. Let's look at what is glorified amongst men. Take The Godfather, any mob movie, gangster films, phrases like snitches will get stitches, don't be that guy, don't be a rat. Worst thing you can be is a rat. Well, the common link is to be part of the club, the gang. To be accepted as one of the guys, you need to comply and conform to the idea of loyalty. And loyalty is to guard against and carry the secrets to the dealings, actions, and decisions made by men in the group, despite the fact it may infringe on overarching values, positive values that we may individually or society has adopted to be considered a good human being. To be a quote-unquote man is to uphold the code, the structure of men, which is don't put yourself in the business of another man. Of course, the extreme example is using these mob movies or gangster films, where you, if you are a rat or become disloyal, it leads to people going to jail or getting whacked. But guy code is very much universal. And simply put, at the basis, it's don't get into another man's business, even if it is questionable or outright wrong. What is this all to say? At the core, it's teaching conformity in holding secrets and not bringing up accountability within the social structure and group. The importance of society and why we form laws and rules to begin with, or on a smaller scale, we do this in families, friend groups, and communities. We build trust by sharing common core values. Religion is a spiritual representation of this. You have the Bible in Christianity, or a mantra in Hinduism and Buddhism. Just a set and a pathway of beliefs that people agree upon, and the teaching is to enforce these beliefs, which becomes the ideal way to live. The boys will be boys culture doesn't facilitate real dialogue with what are many core values we are striving for. So what are the core values we strive for in society? Some clear ones are integrity, honesty, compassion, honor, commitment, kindness, and open-mindedness. These are just a few off the top of my head. There are many more. If we establish just a few of those core values, when men in the group stray from those core values, how do we figure out together the solution to align ourselves back to those values? Because mistakes will be made. We all make mistakes. Nobody is impervious. Nobody, how perfect they may seem in appearance and reputation even. And if the idea of accountability is not necessarily about calling somebody out, it's engineering a solution that helps a man understand the cause for him to stray from these core values. And this is what growth is and becomes, is to understand why you lie. Now, if we are not supposed to talk about anything because snitches get stitches and loyalty is not based in the core values but used to be weaponized to escape accountability, then growth simply won't happen. The dialogue, the ability to learn from experiences and mistakes, is totally shut off. This is why culture shift is so important, and it comes down to courage. To be a person that stands for core values and can articulate it in the face of a culture amongst men that sometimes seems counter is the key. What does this have to do with why men gotta lie though? It's just one of the reasons, a big one, in which they do. It might not seem obvious, even if you're not a man who is doing the wrong, quote unquote, wrong things. But at the core of what lying is, it is the opposite idea of transparency. Is a lie just not telling the truth? If you don't make up a lie, but instead you just don't offer the truth, is that lying? What is the degree of culpability? If you know somebody who did something wrong, how many degrees away do you need to be accountable and responsible for having that information? This is what passing the buck is. It's not my problem to deal with. Somebody else will step up. These are the many questions, moral dilemmas we grapple with every day to various degrees in life. On a personal level, that's the micro. And on the macro, it's a larger and a conceptual level in society. The hashtag MeToo movement is a perfect example of that. Why does the hashtag MeToo movement even exist? It's because when we look at a patriarchal world, as I said, the systems in place, the culture in place is to hide transparency for the benefit of men, which is to avoid accountability, avoid the experience that women are sharing, and the consequences of actions that many men in power use to their advantage. The damage is utterly devastating for whole gender in society. And this goes beyond gender and Me Too. It goes to corporations that silence whistleblowers, government that silence whistleblowers, that make decisions based in profit or politics without transparency, that can hurt everyday people, their well-being and their environment and future generations. The common denominator is lying is about protecting self-interest, whether that's a guy lying to his girl about an affair, or a corporation lying about throwing chemical waste into the ocean. And developing transparency is about integrity and courage, which is the solution. Okay, I know this is getting super deep, and we are talking about overarching societal problems. So let's pull it back a little. As usual, I want to get personal and honest. We can start with one man, me, and examine why transparency and truth-telling can be hard. Why does Jack gotta lie? Why does he have to lie about, let's say, talking to his ex-girlfriend, even if my case is that the concealment wasn't even based on infidelity? There are two straightforward answers, and the first centers around acceptance, the layers of acceptance. One of the layers is the inability to accept the consequences of my decision. The consequence in this case is that Christine, my fiance, I projected and predicted that she would be upset and we would get into a big fight. To tell a lie solves that problem real quick. That falls under, well, what she doesn't know won't hurt her. And beyond that, what she doesn't know, I don't need to deal with. Not dealing with a choice you make that impacts somebody is an escape from the acceptance of the results. To lie is to manipulate the results in your favor. The line of logic I had was, I want to avoid the trigger of emotional confrontation. I didn't have the self-belief and the self-development that I could explain and handle any potential conflict of a choice I am making. A true line of communication in transparency could have gone like this. Christine, I want to talk to my ex because I still have a connection with her. The connection is platonic, but she's a person that still has importance in my life. How do you feel about this? If you feel any way in this, we can talk about it and work through it. From that, I can then disseminate whatever new data or information in her reaction or response, furthering the process of solution-based thinking and decision-making. So why is it a struggle for me to execute on that line of transparent communication and instead shortcut it in a lie? Well, for each person, it's different, but usually it falls under the mechanisms of triggers and defense. One trigger and defense stemmed from my childhood. I developed an avoidance of confrontation early because I had strict parents and they punished me severely when I didn't comply And instead of explaining or trying to understand the source of why would act out or be disobedient or lie or not achieve to their standard, they just focused on the punishment aspect as my motivation. My parents also didn't advocate for emotional understanding and development and created emotional chaos instead. So to survive feeling like a disappointment, the survival tool I developed was to lie. Survive with a lie until the next day. Deal with the consequences of transparency when the veil comes down. And when the veil comes down and the truth is exposed, that's where the mental breakdown is. Guilt, shame, low self-worth, and the opposite case sometimes is selfish justification and pride. This is to lead me to another layer of acceptance. That's self-acceptance connected to self-understanding. I was unable to accept not just the consequences of what the truth can mean, but the underlying issues of self-acceptance. How often do you hear, you should treat people the way you want to be treated? Trust and honesty is a two-way street. To apply that in thinking would be that if I don't want to be lied to and I still lie to somebody, especially people that I love, is to break that self-acceptance. I always say and have on this podcast, your choices, especially in a relationship, is a mirror, a reflection upon yourself. We can always blame that on another person, the external circumstances, for the way we think, the choices we may feel we had to make. But at the core, it will test your resolve in what kind of person you want to be, what kind of man. If you care about honesty, even in a selfish way, where you couldn't want somebody to lie to you, the self-acceptance is the balance that I can do the same, and the belief that I can develop the capability to live out that mantra of honesty is a two-way street and exchange. So yes, I lied about talking to my ex-girlfriend because I didn't have the self-acceptance, the self-belief, the belief that I can tell the truth and not be punished for it, the belief I can tell the truth and trust in myself to handle whatever argument or emotional turmoil I will feel within myself and get from Christine if that was the case. This type of acceptance is very hard. We all struggle with it because it's directly linked to true self-confidence. Lies are told because it's a mechanism of self-interest that's also about the external. To be judged, to uphold a reputation that is not true, or that if you have not done enough inner work to live purposely through. The desire becomes to uphold a fantasy image that you have either crafted or an image you feel society or influence in your life wants you to be that isn't you or you are not ready for. The break in acceptance, again, is the I need to do this or I should do this, instead of the intrinsic I will be truthful and honest because this falls in line with my core acceptance that I value above external pressures, unresolved traumas, and selfish desires. To execute on telling the truth passes through these channels or a system of self-acceptance we try to develop, consciously or unconsciously. So yes, this is what I've learned to be my layers of acceptance. A lot of guys lie because they just don't want to deal with their girlfriends or wives. They want to avoid responsibility. They want to avoid emotional confrontation. They want to avoid the emotional intelligence or empathy it takes to walk through an uncomfortable conversation or conflict, an argument that they feel will happen inevitably. Being avoidant of these emotions, and as I just said, emotional intelligence to be developed, is and will be the ultimate downfall. Because the more that you are avoidant, the more lies that will need to be told. Whether it's a small fib that turns into more small lies that leads to big ones. This is all conditioning we do internally. Most people don't just jump to becoming master liars or manipulators. Men many times are taught to avoid feels, emotions, and this is why they freeze and turn to lying as a solution. It's the shortcut and seems to be the most viable choice. And if that's what you have been doing with your guy friends, avoiding emotional confrontations, emotional conversation that deal with vulnerability, and make no mistake, truth and honesty is about being vulnerable, then we can really understand why men gotta lie. It becomes a very convenient excuse just to group all women as crazy, emotionally irrational. And of course, there are women who emotionally are not developed, irrational, and insecure, and their decisions and reactions dictate that, which is why a lot of men lie. This all goes back to that a lie is a reflection on the person telling the lie. If you choose a partner like that, the commitment then becomes how a man can align and live with integrity with this partner by having uncomfortable and honest conversations. If not, then well, the answers become super apparent. don't be with this woman. As we work toward the end, let's talk about wanting your cake and eat it too. We've been dissecting a lot of inner workings and mechanisms for why men lie, and I know a lot of women who are understanding, trying to be patient, and it starts to run thin, especially in a partnership, and I've gotten questions from both sides of it. To be fair, how do I know when to break up with somebody who lies, who has broken the trust? Christine and I have gone through this very thing. I'm practicing transparency on this podcast. Well, it's a nuanced answer, and each situation is so specific and unique. But if you are a man, a partner that is about wanting their cake and eating it too, that's the ultimate form of lying. Sure, lying is about self-interest and manipulation, because it might be to avoid uncomfortable conversations or be based in emotional repression. But when lying is rooted in narcissism, that's when it's time to jump ship. We can break down all the reasons why a person lies, but for anybody to learn from lies, it takes self-awareness and, as I mentioned, self-understanding, acceptance, and growth. Men who lie and care so much about loyalty but don't offer it back is about wanting their cake and eating it too. It's based in narcissism. The refusal to acknowledge mistakes or even the action and impact of a lie to friends, family, and a partner is to refuse to acknowledge a perspective, an experience, thoughts, opinions, and a refusal to engage in conversation, an exchange of ideas and feelings that is outside the narcissist. The narcissist works tirelessly and effortlessly to justify their own lies. Choices, no matter what the impact and hurt is and becomes. Narcissism can work both ways also, not just through men. Women who make everything about themselves and weaponize their emotions or even insecurities as a control factor, that's narcissism. We can definitely talk about that another day by bringing on the right female guest. And to sum it up, don't be the narcissist. They'll lie to your face and spend all the time blaming you and working on in circles to absolve themselves from accountability. There will not be much remorse, which at the end of the day, remorse is not a thing you do just because you feel bad, but remorse should be a learning tool, a motivation to expand your mind in understanding why one makes a choice to be remorseful in the first place. Whew! I hope this hasn't been too much of a whirlwind. I've lied for many reasons, and the biggest common theme has been I didn't feel like I would be accepted. I wouldn't be loved for me in all my imperfections. Why did this man gotta lie? Because I didn't feel confident in the man I was at the time. But the more I invested in myself from an introspection standpoint, the confidence has grown. I live more in alignment, and it's incredibly hard still. I still feel the triggers of balancing the selfish desires and triggers from past traumas that kick in underlying mechanisms to escape a situation by lying or lying to deal with a complicated situation, problem, or issue that I don't feel equipped to handle. But as with anything, with more confidence, more self-assuredness, the pace of one's thoughts slow down and it's less about reacting and more about purpose and intention. Understanding and taking actionable steps with the dialogue in my own mind first, then engaging in that dialogue with the situation and the other person at hand. This is inner and outer transparency. It's when people say, just be you. The saying seems simple enough, but it is not at all. So here we are, episode 24. Kobe! The season 2 wrap. Early in the episode, I started talking about guy code. Boys will be boys. The culture, snitches will get stitches. Well, this podcast, I hope, encourages a different path, a different way of thinking. A different culture for guys, one in which you are loved and accepted, one in which to be a man is to be open. You can feel the things you feel, express your emotions, make mistakes, and we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out, and we'll learn from it. The end destination isn't a facade or an image of what a man should be, in which you gotta lie about it. That makes you feel isolated, alone, and misunderstood. This is why I felt my existence as a man for most of my life. And that's the ultimate lie I told myself. Why men gotta lie? The real answer is, they don't. Thank you so much for listening to season 2. The podcast will be back for season 3 not too long from now, I promise. This has been a true right in the feels experience. Right in my feels. What would help a lot, and it would be the biggest catalyst in growing this experience, is to share, subscribe, and leave a rating or review on iTunes and Apple Pod. I hope this podcast finds you well. And to quote a favorite movie of mine, The Truman Show, in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.